Stars. It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live. Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Yes. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are on at 6:01, August 22nd. It's your Sunday. How you doing? How you feeling? Chris Fade with your Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Nala, and Phone Guy Eddie. Studio number 2, always a pleasure to have you guys with us. Weekend came.
And it, shroom,
it flew by. Flew by like an F1 car on a track.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to say happy Rocky today if you're celebrating.
Happy Onam yesterday, right?
Happy Onam yesterday. Rocky today, which is the one where sisters and brothers celebrate.
You were like, that was like a Friends TV show. That it's the one where sisters and brothers celebrate. Where's it from, Rocky?
India.
So you celebrating anything?
Well, none of my cousin brothers are here, so. Yeah. Happy Rocky, wherever you are. I already sent mine over.
What would you do, dance?
No. Eat. Always eat. Yeah. There's always food.
Well, it's usually dancing and eating, I thought. Like, it's either the two.
This is the first time I've heard you mention Rocky before.
No, we do it every year.
Yeah, every year on the show we do it.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
Never heard you say Rocky. That's interesting.
Really?
Yeah, no. I've heard Rocky every year.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's because you don't listen.
No, I've learned so much about, like...
Yeah.
Like, own them, I know.
You know what? You're right. She's never mentioned it on the show.
I don't think you have, though.
No.
Honestly.
We haven't mentioned it, guys. We haven't.
Own them, I've learned about.
Own them isn't one that I celebrate, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
You don't celebrate.
No, it's in the south of India.
It's Malayalam.
In Kerala.
Kerala.
Yeah.
The Keralites celebrate that.
Holi is another one.
Holi is a big one.
Mm.
The Harvest Festival, what's that one from South India?
From South India?
The harvesting one.
I wouldn't know. Because I'm from the north.
Okay.
I apologize, I started this.
Yeah, no, Rocket. So listen, what do you do? What are we going to do today? Like, is there anything that should I do something for you?
Well, if you like to give me gifts, I'll take it. No, it's fine. You don't have to do anything. It's just a day to celebrate your siblings.
I've got the pop quiz questions. You want those early?
Yeah,
I can give you that as a gift.
If I do the pop quiz and I get them all right, will I get 10,000 dirhams cash?
No, not at all. Wouldn't that be good? We should play the pop quiz for some like contestants.
That would be so good.
We play on your behalf. We try to win you the money.
That would be so good.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Who do you think would get the 10K?
You. I think you would. If anyone was to play the pop quiz, I would advise
you. I think the pressure would be too much.
No, all those pop questions about gossip and songs, you know them
maybe.
Definitely.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen, coming up, another chance to get you in the running to win a trip to Miami, which is so cool. Okay, we want you to get that. Yes and no game does return. I haven't done it for a while, so we'll play that. Fade's facts and gossip. What have you got gossip-wise?
Angelina Jolie joined Instagram this weekend. Did you see that?
Oh, she must have something coming out.
It's actually for a very, very good reason.
Yeah, it must be. Okay, yeah. It must be some sort of...
Yeah.
Charity side or helping someone.
Exactly. So I'll give you all the details on that. And of course, we're going to talk Shawn Mendes because he dropped a new song this weekend.
Okay, I've just said, hold on. 6.8 million followers, Angelina Jolie.
In like 2 days.
Oh,
two
amazing.
Or 3 days. Yeah.
She's only following Medicine Sans Frontières, which is Doctors Without Borders.
Yep.
The refugees, the UNHCR. She's so good. Isn't she a good woman?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Her whole life now is dedicated to making others feel better and
making the world a better place.
Yeah, good on her.
Yeah.
All right, listen, first caller of the morning. Who's up? Who's been up? What are you doing right now? Call me. Let's go. Come on. 04-871-5544. Be our first caller of the day. Be our first caller of the week. All right, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us how your weekend was and just what you're up to right now. I need you. I need to talk to you. It's for me to wake up. 04-871-5544. Yeah.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Nala, where's our caller?
What happened?
Nala's in trouble. The caller just went.
Oh, no.
Nala, it's 6:08. We just started Sunday morning.
He doesn't want to talk anymore.
What
do you mean anymore? What does that mean?
You got in contact and then now you don't want to talk. Okay, we need someone else then.
Who
can you open up? I saw the name. 0487 1, our phones are ringing. 0487 1 5 5 4.
I love that someone was on hold and then changed their mind and said, nah, don't want to talk to the guys.
You know, get scared. Maybe like, maybe after hearing Rossi saying that you didn't mention Rocky, it was like, oh, it's a bit of bad energy. I don't want to be part of it.
Maybe.
That's maybe.
All right, put him through. Let's go. Let's see what Mara? Is it Mara?
Yes.
How are you, Mara? Turn that radio down for me or turn it off for a second. It's Sunday. It's August 22nd. It's just gone 6:09. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm going to airport to meet my mom.
Oh, where nice. Where's she flying in from?
She's coming from Moscow.
Hey, turn that radio off. I know you guys want to hear it, but turn the radio off for me. There's feedback. We hear ourselves. There we go. Okay. So she's flying in from Moscow. When was the last time you saw mom?
I saw 5 months ago.
Okay, that's good. What is it? Yeah. It's like a 5-hour flight from here?
Yes. Five hours.
And she'll stay with you?
Yes, sure.
Will she be bringing anything from Moscow with her? Like, is there anything that you miss and that she packs it in the bag and brings it back?
Yeah.
Like what?
What we will do?
Will your mother be bringing any nice things from Russia that you miss?
Oh, sure. I miss our Moscow chocolate. Alenushka. It's very, very tasty, delicious, and many things like.
It was just the awkward stop there. Like that. That was good.
Many things. Chocolate is good.
I don't know if I've actually. No, I have had some chocolate from Russia before, and it is unbelievable, actually.
When she will bring it, I will bring it to you.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Well, listen, God bless. I'm so happy that you're with your mama. I know that there's a lot of people driving right now who are missing their mum and dad. So the fact that you get to be with your mum this morning, Mara, don't take it for granted. I know that you're appreciating that right now, okay?
Yes.
All right, God bless you. Say hi to mum for me. That's sweet. I like that. Oh, sorry, I'm just stretching here.
That was
I had to really get it out. It's such a big stretch. I went to the gym every day over the weekend.
That's really good.
Oh, I'm getting swole.
For what? Life.
Rossi. Just want to make sure that I'm better than him in every aspect. Okay. And there was a period there for about 3 months which he was ahead of me.
Yeah.
And he was very vocal about it when he was, remember?
Yeah.
Remember, it was like every day we talked about it?
Yeah.
So I'm just I think we're on about the same length. We're on par right now. We're on par.
No, you're a lot better than me.
Have you trained? Did you train at all?
Today, you said, right? Today's the day, yeah.
I have to.
What time?
After work, so when I finish here, probably about 2:30.
That's a lie.
Okay, awesome. 2:30 he's going to be here for. I'm going to send a message to the crazy Russian boss. Let him know he's going to be here till 2:30. Eddie, you're here till about that time. Can you just vouch that he'll be? Because he's usually out by 11.
Okay.
Out by 11.
2:30. All right, 2:30.
All right.
I'm going to be watching your Instagram stories.
I know you are,
to make sure.
That's your favorite thing to do.
I love when you do Instagram. You don't do a lot, though.
I know. I need to do more, actually,
You always say that, but then you go hard and then you devil out.
I just think to myself, it's not very interesting, so why should I do it?
You know? Your life is
Rossi,
not interesting.
What have I always told you?
What do you always tell him?
I always say you should post about your life. People want to know what Big Rossi's doing.
I'm sort of in a bad mood today, actually, because... I'll tell you quickly. Yesterday, we went to look at a dog, Pretty. And
you're adopting?
Yeah. And I sent this video of me holding, my daughter holding a dog, right?
Yeah.
To this person. And this person sent it to about 100 people. And it eventually came back to us of my kid holding a dog from somebody else.
Why would they do that?
That's weird.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
So. Sorry. Well, you shouldn't have sent it to me. You know I like to share photos.
If it's happening, it's on the air. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
All right. Missed it. What have we got?
Angelina Jolie joined Instagram over the weekend, and it's for an amazing cause. We all know Angelina Jolie does some great work with different charities around the world. In her first post, she shared a letter she received from a teenage girl in Afghanistan. She also added that she's going to be using her platform to help share the stories and voices of, quote, those across the globe who are fighting for their basic human rights. In her second post, she directed her fans to the UN Refugees account for more information on how to help. She's up to 6.7 million followers. And I think she's going to cause some real good with her posts on Instagram.
So yeah, if you're a celebrity, you got to be on it. You got to be on social media. I think a lot of them didn't want to be on it initially. And they're like, ah. But as you know, more and more, they're coming on. And it's because there's not only ways to promote their movies, but in instances like this, very similar to what Leonardo DiCaprio does.
Exactly.
He's all about the environment and the world. And I think he realizes the best way I can push a message
is through Instagram.
Is just get onto my social media and hit like 10 million people in one go. So well done, Angelina Jolie. What else you got for us?
Britney Spears being investigated after one of her longtime housekeepers filed a battery charge against her. Now, this is a bit of a complicated story. I'll try to break it down, okay? It all started when Britney's dogs were taken to the vet because one of them fell ill. The dog sitter who took them said, well, Britney's neglecting the dog, so I'm going to keep the dogs. Now, Britney Spears is very upset. The housekeeper comes and says, oh, look, your dogs, they're sick. Something happened between the two, and apparently, the housekeeper alleges that Britney struck her arm, hit her arm, so the phone fell to the ground, and they got into an argument. So now they're investigating this incident. It's like another thing that Britney needs to be.
This is the last thing. Is this something that happened now?
Yes,
or?
Very recently. August 10th. So this, I don't know how this is going to affect the case. I don't know if this is going to go ahead. I don't know if there's evidence, but
how will they be able to prove that, though?
I have no idea. That's the thing, because Britney's camp says there's no injuries. I don't know what's going to happen here.
It was like you were on the phone at the time or something.
Maybe. I don't know. So we're just going to have to keep a track on that case. Let's move on to Channing Tatum. It looks like he and Zoe Kravitz are sparking dating rumors. And this is the second time these two have been linked. This happened back in January when Zoe filed for divorce from her husband at the time. And at that time, they're like, no, Zoe's single. Channing, of course, was with Jessie J. They broke up in October. But these two were like, on one BMX bike. This was like totally 2000s.
Can I say, it looked like what he was wearing was from the year 1999.
Yeah. Like from Save the Love, what was the movie?
They both look like what they're wearing is for like 14, 15 year olds, right?
Yes. Mm.
And they're on a push bike. It looks like they're through New York and she's just like, she's on the back of the push bike. And I'm
on
like,
the pegs, like, this it's is just like, so
it's
weird.
Like they're like 14 year old kids, yet it's Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz.
So they look cool. Yeah, they look like a cute couple. And finally, I'll end it on this just so you can hear it. Shawn Mendes dropped a brand new single this weekend. It's called Summer Love. I'm loving it. It's inspired by his time, of course, with Camila Cabello.
Cool. She's going to play some of Shawn Mendes.
Of course I am.
Pretty and my fiance Brianna both just so obsessed. Yeah. They have like a little everyday thing you chat about.
Yeah.
It's very worrying because he's like, he's not a proper man, is he?
He's 23.
Here we go. Let's have a listen. It was the summer. All right, there it is. Shawn Mendes' new single.
Chris, play the song. You know we're going to be playing it on Virgin like 24/7, so play it. It was the summer
of love. No, I don't like it already. What is this?
Just wait for it.
This is not Shawn Mendes.
Can you wait? Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Like, seriously, this is horrible.
Are you kidding me? I love it. Obsessed.
This is like, it sounds like an email that we would receive, that I would receive, go, hey, my son's just released a new song. He's been working as a producer.
You're such a hater.
Right? Eddie agrees. Eddie, you know what
totally.
I'm saying? It's like someone's mom has gone, my son's been a DJ producer. She's not there.
Yeah.
And he's really wanting to get in the scene. Could you ever listen to his song and tell me if you like it? It was the
summer of love. Absolutely.
It's so good.
It's horrible. The summer.
I guarantee all of you are going to be singing this song. And in a few months, you're going to tell me, I really like this song.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's a grower pretty.
Guaranteed.
We're going to sing it. But I'm just saying, Shawn Mendes. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Oh, good. Body onto my knees. This is Shawn Mendes.
I like it.
Not... It was the
summer of love. Leave him alone.
Hit us with your tag.
Hater. Peace out, home fries.
Nala and Pretty are just now watching the Shawn Mendes video clip here.
Yes.
Don't realize how lucky they are, do they? Working with us too.
Excuse me, we're trying to watch Shawn Mendes.
Sorry, go on.
Look at how beautiful
his hair is. Perfect.
Look at the tan, though.
He needs about 5 more years, I think.
You're
in 5 years,
jealous.
He'll become a man.
You are so
right now, it's
jealous.
Like looking at a 14-year-old boy, you know, just going to school. Hi, I'm John Mendes.
I thought he looks like my auntie.
What?
Yeah, I can see that.
He looks a bit like my auntie.
Yeah, I can see. Auntie's attractive. I can see how that would be.
Okay, steady.
There we go. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning. It's 6:30 live here on the Chris Fade Show. Weather-wise, it's pretty much still the same. A little bit clearer today, which is good. The haze is not sort of...
Yeah.
I mean, we can sort of see the... When you can see the Burj Khalifa from our studio windows... You know that we're all right, and we can see it this morning, which is a good thing. A few messages coming in saying, hey, guys, I want to point out the new trains in Dubai Metro. AC's not working really well. Be warned.
What?
The trams?
The trams. It says trains. It says new trains, Dubai Metro.
Okay.
Did you see the new metro station for Expo 2020?
No. Where do I see it?
It came up on my feed somewhere.
I'll check Dubai Movie
I thought
office.
It was a fake movie. I thought this was like a futuristic movie where they're like, we have landed in the year 2086 where robots have taken over the world. Mm. But it was the Expo 2020 metro site.
Right. I've been there. Is it nice? So the metro site, that's good.
You've been to the metro site or you've been to Expo 2020?
I've driven past the metro site.
So you haven't been inside
yet? Not yet.
No. Oh, it's so good. I only saw it on social. I'll try to get you a video on... We'll throw it up.
Try
we'll
put to find that
up.
Video.
All right, but if you're on the metro right now and listening to us, are you listening to us on the metro? Do people listen to us on the metro? If you are, would you call me? I promise I won't like make you talk too loud because I know you're on the metro. But just let me know 04-871-5544. I want to know. A lot of you listen obviously in your car or at home. But do you listen on a metro?
Metro check.
Yeah, the headphones.
Metro check.
Let's just see if anyone calls here. 04-871-5544. If they're listening to us through their phone, you can still call. It would cut the
radio.
The radio off.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right, we're just going to wait.
Okay, we're just going to wait. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Manny Pacquiao is fighting tonight, Chris, in a little while.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw his team when I was in LA, the Pacquiao team, because he was training in LA.
Good
conversation with him.
I just saw Joe Coy posted a really cool video when he was hanging out with Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, they're like BFFs, Joe Coy and
so
Manny.
So good. Okay, so we're
all right,
still
so if
waiting.
You're on the metro listening to us, call us 04-871-5544.
Anyone?
Yeah, we're going to wait here. Anyone on the metro, just give us a call. I'm not pushing the show anymore until we get someone to call. 04-871-5544. Even if you may not be on the metro, but you want to pretend that you are just to get the show going, I'm happy for you to call and just pretend you're on the metro even.
Okay.
I'll add some sound effects. Don't worry, I'll make
metro,
it.
Do you have metro sound effects?
I've got everything we need in this computer in front of me.
Metro? I don't think you do.
Silence is fine. Don't be.
I feel it's weird. No, because then the emergency thing will kick in.
Everyone knows that dead air is a crime.
I have all the sound effects that I need. Okay. I've got sound effects here that will make us sound like we are in the metro.
Okay.
All right. Phones are. Oh, here we go. Homemade.
Hi. Good morning.
You're on the metro.
Yes, I'm in the metro. It's very busy there.
Oh, it's very busy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Why is it sizzling in the
Thank
metro?
You. The only sound effect I had right now was a hamburger frying, so I've just gone with it, okay?
Sounds a little bit like it, actually.
That's all I've got. Humaid, how is it on the metro? It's busy, is it?
Yeah, it is very busy, especially in the morning.
That's
fantastic. And are you a seat, are you a sitter or a stander?
No, I'm the gold one.
Yeah, you're in the gold.
Oh, fancy.
Check you out.
Of course.
Do you look at the people behind you and just think if you worked a little bit harder, you could be sitting up here with me? Do you think that sometimes?
I don't know.
Okay, there it is. All right, you ready to do this?
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to do this. Dylan, our sports reporter that we went on this mission to find a sports reporter for nearly 2 months, and we've got him on. Here we go.
It's Dylan.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
Did we go? I thought we didn't go with guru.
Yeah, I don't know.
We didn't say we wanted the word guru, I thought. Right?
I don't know.
You went with it.
I didn't
I wasn't
anything.
Here with it. Dylan, what do you like the word guru, Dylan?
I'm rolling with it for now. It's all right.
You roll. let's be honest. You'll roll with anything we put on there, right?
I love it.
Okay, he takes it. All
he's
right.
Rolling with
How
it.
Are you, mate? All good?
Doing good. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you, mate. Good to be back. Sports, what's up? I feel like we're always going to have football to talk about. I feel like football's like just 24/7, right?
Absolutely. Well, especially now because, one, Serie A kicked off last night, all right, which means most of European football is back at it again. The Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, League One, Bundesliga, they're all back in swing. Now, most eyes, everybody's watching Messi because he made that big transfer to PSG. They've already won three games. They're at top of the tables. But if you guys ask me, the team to watch this year is a new team in the Premier League. They're called Brentford. And in their first match, they already beat Arsenal 2-0. So how about them making their debut?
That was a lovely game that actually the manager went over to a couple of fans to thank the fans at the end of the game. It was quite an emotional moment.
What are they called? Brent what?
Brentford.
So what, they were from a lower division. They've gone well. They've come up. And now they're actually doing well in the big league.
Yeah.
And the big story here is it's their first time ever in the Premier League.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Good on them.
Everyone's behind them, you know. They're like the underdogs.
I'm going to go buy their merch.
Yeah, invest.
Any star players in there? Is there a good player on there? Obviously not a Messi, but is there someone good in there?
Not massively, no.
No.
No, nobody major that you would probably heard of, but they're a well-managed team. I don't know, the underdog Cinderella story, that's who I'm rooting for.
They'll make a movie out of it soon. All right, what else? More football, or is that it?
Football-wise, we're good. We're going to backtrack a little bit. There's a new headline story over the weekend that really caught my eye. Did you guys hear about this Polish track star?
No.
No.
Maria Magdalena Andrzejczyk. So she's a woman javelin thrower. About 3 weeks ago, she won a silver gold medal. Now, this is a really heartwarming story for everybody. So what happened was she came back and announced that she was going to be auctioning off her silver medal for a boy who needed open-heart surgery.
Wow.
This chain store, Zabka, won the bid. They decided to pay her $125,000 that she was going to donate to this kid. So that was a great move on her half.
That's
but
so sweet.
What made it even better is when it came time for her to hand over the medal, they said, you know what? We appreciate your noble gesture. Keep your medal. Great. Here's the money. And the kid, how about that? He got his open heart surgery.
Yeah, well done. Who bought the medal, who was it? A jewelry store or something?
It was a convenience store chain called Zabka.
Zabka. Well done to the guys at Zabka.
How
because
cool
that's exactly
that?
What they should have done. They should have bought it and then said to her, hey, listen, that medal that you worked your entire life for will always remain with you.
Yeah.
Definitely. There it is. Dylan, I love the stuff, mate. Thanks for the sports report. And definitely our sports guru. You do a great job, man. Thank you.
Actually, guys, thank you so much.
What do you do now?
What do you mean?
I gotta make breakfast.
There we go. He's making breakfast, people.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Omema, you definitely follow us on Facebook, don't you, Omema?
I think I do.
She's like, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I do. I think I've got it. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Late for work, but good.
Late for work? Ah, it's all right. What are they going to do? They're going to fire you? They're not going to fire you. You're a Mema. All right. What do you do?
I'm a psychologist.
Ooh.
There we go. Already.
Hey,
so hold on. You've got a session. It's 10 past 7 in the morning and you're late. You got people coming in at 7:30.
No, I have people coming in at 8. Oh, my God. I don't even think I would need therapy at 7:30.
You're
7:30
late, no.
Is early.
So, I mean, first one, 8 o'clock. What do you do? Like, I've always wanted to become a psychologist, but there's a lot of hard work, and you have to go to university, and I don't want to do that side of it. But do you take the problems home?
No, oh, my God. I think you need a lot of self-care to make sure that you're, not carrying people's baggage home. I mean, sometimes you do, you feel bad, but yeah, for the most part, you got to do stuff for yourself and, take care of yourself before you can help others.
Oh, maybe when you're having conversations with new people, do you find yourself kind of not, I don't want to say judge, but assessing the person? based on your obviously skills and you know what you know. Do you ever find that?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're human beings at the end of the day, right? We have our judgments, we have our preconceived notions, but yeah, sometimes you got to just bracket it away and, you know, try to be there for the person in front of you.
Do you go home and tell, like, your husband or if you, whoever's at home, do you tell them, like, today I met this guy?
Oh.
There's no time for, you know, what happens at work at home.
Oh, if I was a psychologist, I'd be telling everyone.
Yeah.
You would be.
Don't come to me. No, it's doctor-patient.
Privilege,
right?
Confidentiality.
All right, well, listen, we're analysing you right now. We're going to find out how much you know in talent when it comes to the pop quiz. 10,000 dirhams on the line. If you get all the questions right, you will win 10,000 dirhams cash. Otherwise, 100 dirhams for every question that you get correct, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Come on. Rack Bank's ready to go. We're ready to go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What UAE Emirate is the Louvre Museum located in?
Abu Dhabi.
Finish the TV talent show, The X
Factor.
What city is home to the Bollywood movie industry?
City? Mumbai.
Gru is a character in which animated movie?
Minions.
Even Spiegel is the CEO of which social media app?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
True or false, the Dubai frame is gold-plated?
True.
Wide receiver is a position in which sport?
Baseball?
What ex of Brad Pitt just joined Instagram this weekend?
What, sorry?
Which ex of Brad Pitt just joined Instagram this weekend?
Oh, my God. The humanitarian woman. I don't know her name. Angelina Jolie.
What type of dog does Pretty Malik have? A golden retriever or a poodle?
A golden retriever.
No, yes, it is. Who sings the songs? 1-0. No, time's up. I wanted to try to get you more, but time is up. That's your 60 seconds. You've taken 600 dirhams away. Well done.
What was the last question out of curiosity?
Last question was, who sings the songs Montero and Panini?
Oh, I don't know. No. I'm in mind of Panini right now, though.
Oh, yo, that sounds pretty good to me, too.
Little Nas X, was that Despicable Me is where Gru is from?
Yeah.
Despicable Me, oh my God.
Yeah.
He's not in the Minions because the Minions is a prequel to Despicable Me.
My kids will kill me for that one.
is Gru the tree?
No, no, that's different. Groot. That's Guardians of the Galaxy.
I am that's different. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Even Spiegel or Evan is the CEO of which social media? It's Snapchat. And American football is where you'll find a wide receiver. Or Rossi and I on the weekends.
We are
definitely wide receivers.
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
I don't even know what does it mean, mate? Yeah.
It means that we're just, you know, we're fairly large and we receive things. We're happy to take
them.
You
receive all four pizzas.
There we
with
go.
With your arms wide open.
That's exactly right. Amema, a pleasure. Have a great morning. Thanks for listening and keep doing what you're doing. You're making people, you know, better. Mental health is such an important issue and you're doing you're playing your role. So well done.
Yeah, thanks. Take care.
God bless. There it is. All right, pop quiz returns tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye to everyone on Facebook, by the way. Hold on. There's a lot of messages coming in. I said, hello from the Philippines. It's Mark. Magolda says, what up? Kate Ashley is on right now. Z Khan, what up, my man? A lot of messages coming in on Facebook. I like going live on Facebook.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mainly for this.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Let's go.
So a band has gone on stage. That band is Maroon 5. Adam Levine's jumped on stage. And what's happened?
He forgot the lyrics for the first time in 20 years.
Oh, no.
He was performing one of my favorite songs, She Will Be Loved. And he sang the second verse first instead of the first verse. The crowd kind of went
Beauty
along with
Queen
it. Yeah, that's the one. So the crowd went along with it, but when he realized he made the mistake, he couldn't believe it. Have a listen.
He was always there to help us, always belong to someone else. Not always rainbows and butterflies. Oh my God, I sang the second. I've never done that before. In 20 years, I've been singing that song, and I have not one time that up. The real one goes,
Blame the vaccine, then.
Blame the vaccine.
He's never done
but
it.
But I think you're right, Chris. They haven't performed in front of a live audience in how long?
2 years. No, nearly 2 years of like just hiatus, just doing nothing, not performing, not probably thinking too much about the music, worrying about other things.
Yeah.
You get on stage, you sang the second verse first. It wasn't he was singing, he realized. It was like he was, hold on a second. I'm like, where do I go now? I've already sung this.
Yeah.
That's cute. Love that. Adam Levine, Maroon 5. What a great band.
Totally. Kylie Jenner could actually be pregnant with baby number two. If you remember, we talked about this last week. A TikTok user uncovered all of these reasons as to why they think Kylie Jenner's pregnant. One of them being that she's posting photos from June now instead of posting current photos. Well, now all these different news, entertainment news outlets have picked up the story and are now saying sources have confirmed that yes, Kylie is expecting baby number two with Travis Scott, and she will be announcing it very, very soon. Apparently, the whole family is thrilled.
There we go.
And Stormy's going to have, she's going to be a big sister.
There it is. Congratulations. Finally,
Kanye West. We don't have this album, Donda. I don't know when it's coming. It was supposed to come out in July. Still no release date. Now he's deleted all of the posts from his Instagram.
Jeez, he announced the date. I thought it was it.
No, no, that's it. Still not out. He deleted everything off Instagram. He only has one post up, which is the photo of his childhood home from Chicago. That's all we know. No idea what's going on. He had lunch with Kim Kardashian. Don't know what's happening.
A lot of singers do that, though. Delete all the stuff off Instagram and start again, right?
This is probably the third time he's done it.
We will wait for you, Kanye. We will wait. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Just a little bit.
Yes, my favorite.
Just a little bit. Come on.
Thanks.
I got Jason Derulo coming up, but I think it's such a beautiful song, Maroon 5.
Beauty queen of only 18, she had some trouble with herself. He was always there to help her, she always belonged to someone else. I drove for miles and miles and wound up at your door. I've had you so many times, but somehow I want more. I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Look for the girl with the broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay a while. She will be loved. She will.
You're singing along.
Drop on my window, knock on my door. I want to make you feel beautiful. I know I tend to get so insecure. Doesn't matter anymore. It's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's compromising.
Such a good song. Song.
I don't mind spending every day.
the lighters up in the air. Wave your hands from side to side. Turn your flashlights on. Unexpected play that we did. Yeah. Maroon 5, She Will Be Loved on the Chris Fade Show. Yeah. Anne-Marie, you happy for this song to be played?
I am so happy, Chris. Thank you so much for playing that song. It brings back all those memories from, well, I'm not going to reveal my age, but yeah, it was nostalgic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I feel you. That was like one of the biggest.
Yeah.
When we kicked off Virgin Radio. What year was that song?
This song must have been.
We played that when we kicked off Virgin. That was one of the songs that was.
I think like.
So it was on every like 2 hours, that song.
Must have been like 2009, maybe.
Yeah, we sort of kicked off 2008. So it would have been the first two or three years, I think, of Virgin. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah. The album came out in 2004, but I think this single was released a few years after that. Like 2009.
Yeah, 2006, 7, 8, 9, around that net.
Yeah.
Which was just beautiful. Z, you think we should perform that? You want Duvet to perform that song?
Not this. You love my life, Chris. You're working for a change. You're back working.
Yeah, just decided to come in and do some radio, you know? Just thought I'd do it on a Sunday. You're a fan of Duvet. You think we could pull that song off, Maroon 5?
No, I want you to sing Love My Life.
What's that?
Yeah, by, what's he called? That Robbie Williams.
Where'd that come from?
Did you just send us a message saying Duvet needs to sing this song?
Yeah, Love My Life from who? Robbie Williams.
Yeah, you know him, though. You've met him before.
I know Robbie. I know Robbie. Robbie follows me on Instagram. He only follows 230 people. I don't know why.
Really?
I met him once. I don't know why he hit that follow button, Robbie Williams. But
really?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Love My
Life by Robbie Williams. That wasn't a hit, Z. That wasn't a big hit, that, mate.
Oh, God. You can make it hit, you can make it, Rossi. You know, you can make anything a hit.
No. I mean, yeah. But Robbie's hard to sing, but maybe we'll give it a go.
Mate, how's the Sunday morning? What are you doing right now?
Me, I'm just actually. I woke up because you're back in the studio. I thought, well, Chris is working, so I might as well wake up as well.
Well, if I'm working, you better be working, Z. Good morning. I'll get that intro in as well. Funny story about that song.
Yeah. Go on.
My daughter celebrated her birthday, and my uncle in the UK.
Yeah.
Love him. Anyone's birthday in the family, he puts together a video montage of photos of them.
Oh, that's cute.
And he sends it to the group as our family,
that's
right?
That's really sweet.
Yeah, he spends hours upon hours doing it.
Yeah.
So he messaged me and he said, what's Nushi's favorite song? I said, oh, right now it's Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You, that song right there.
Yeah.
So he puts it in the video. And I don't know about you. You know, there's a couple of profanity. Yes. There's some profanity in that song, which we don't play.
Yeah.
He had no idea. So it's the beautiful montage of my daughter with like profanity swear words throughout the whole thing.
It's time.
Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
All right. Well, the game has begun. I've explained to you how this is going to work. Eddie, I can't say the Vanna White. that's the blonde girl that turns the numbers.
Oh,
but
wow.
You and I are together in the game show.
Yes,
so what's going on here, Eddie?
All right, so we've put some lyrics to some popular songs in the text-to-speech.
Okay.
Someone is actually going to be speaking the lyrics to the songs. You have to identify the name and the artist of the song.
Well done. That is Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Eddie.
What's the name of the game, Eddie? Apart from the game show within the show, what's the name of the game within the show?
Text-to-speech? I don't know. What? Huh? Well, just ignore the contestant. Let's meet our contestants, though.
Oh,
welcome, Pretty Molly.
Hi, my name is Preethi, and yesterday I had chicken wings for lunch.
Thank you very much. All right. And contestant number two, it's Nala.
Hello, my name is Nala. I also had chicken yesterday.
Yay, high five.
They both had chicken wings. And contestant number three.
Hi, my name is Ross. I'm the funny one.
Okay. Awkward.
Let's get the game show underway, please.
Okay.
Here we go. Song number one. You have to guess or name an artist. Here we go.
Show me that heaven's right here. Baby, touch me. So I know I'm not crazy. Never have I ever met somebody like you. Used to be afraid of love and what it might do, but God, you got me in love again.
Oh, who is that? What is the song? I need artist and title.
God,
yes,
I got it.
It's text to speech. It's spoken words where it's really a song.
Show me that heavens
don't
right
look.
Here.
Rossi
baby, touch me. So I know I'm not crazy.
Okay.
Never have I ever met somebody like you. Used to be afraid of love and what it might do, but God, you got me in love again.
Pretty Malik.
I said Dua Lipa, in love again.
Love again, Dua Lipa.
Oh, love again.
Nothing for me.
It is.
Show me the heavens right here, baby.
Dua Lipa, love again.
Because Nala got the answers.
Nala's got
I
the right one.
You always think that. I said in love. Ah, oh, one word off. Okay.
I'll give you half a point, Pri.
Half a point? No. Yes. Hey.
He never gives me half a point.
Pretty gets half a point. Nala's on one. Rossi is on zero. Guess song number two here. Text to a speech or voice, whatever it's called. Here we go.
I ain't playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart. So if you try and lay in these arms, Imma leave the door open.
Oh, easy that one. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, I'll say Bruno Mars, leave the door open.
Why don't you say?
Wait, dude.
I haven't asked anyone for their answers. They're still, you just maybe help them out. But Pretty, your answer, please.
Oh, so wait, I'm writing it down so I'm not cheating. It's Silk Sonic, leave the door open.
Okay.
I said leave the door open, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, which is the people of Silk Sonic.
Yeah, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak.
No, you added
Bruno
Mars.
I know it's Anderson .Paak.
I'm just accepting Bruno Mars to tell you the truth. I'm easy. You can all get a point.
Yes.
It's not. Pretty never, and I are right.
I've never seen it as Silk Sonic, even within our...
We write it. It's at the end.
Yeah. They're basically a duo now.
Yeah, that's good. It's Bruno Mars, guys. If Bruno Mars wasn't in this song, there'd be no song. There'd be no Silk Sonic.
It's Anderson .Paak.
Yep. Oh, I am the host of the show, and I decide.
Okay.
You all get a point.
Yay!
Except Rossi, because he cheated.
Yes.
So you're
1.5.
1.5. Two. Rossi, you're on zero still.
I got a point. I got it though.
No. Last one, and it's worth 3 points.
Ooh.
Last one, and it's worth 3 points.
Ready.
Good luck, Rossi. You can still win it with this.
Okay.
Oh God.
I've lost my mind. I've spent the night crying on the floor of my bathroom, but you're so unaffected. I really don't get it, but I guess good for you.
Oh, these are easy.
Come on.
Okay. Ready? I don't know how to spell her. Olivia Rodrigo, good for you. Olivia Rodrigo, good for you.
Olivia Rodrigo, good for you.
You all get a point. Well done. You have 3 points. I'm going to do one more round.
Okay.
So now, Pretty, that puts you on 4.5 points.
Yeah.
You're on 5 points. Rossi on 3.
Okay. I've never led.
Final round is worth 700 points.
700 points.
Yes.
I think I already know the answer.
100 points.
I know the answer. How do you know that? Go play it. I know what it is.
You don't know what it is.
Chris Bane in it for love.
No, it's not me. Not
his,
me.
His own song.
Here it is.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
I'm stopping it there.
Can you play it one more time?
One more time.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes.
Implode? What song do we play that has the word implode?
700 points, guys.
Did we get a clue?
700 points, and you win a brand new car.
Okay, play it again.
Last one.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful.
Okay.
I'm trying to sing it.
Any
but
answers?
I don't.
Yes.
Go, Rossi. Write it down. Quickly.
Wait.
Here we go, guys. Finalizing the game worth 700 points. Nala, you have no answer?
No.
Nala has got no answer.
I said Paradise Medusa.
That's what I wrote, Paradise.
Paradise Medusa. Unfortunately, I'll keep the 700 points.
Every time you come around,
oh. Bad Habits.
I still win, don't I?
Yes. Let you take control.
The winner is Nala. Give her a round of applause. She gets very excited.
Thank you. Do I get a new car?
No.
You said car.
No, that was if you got that question right with 700 points. Oh. You
win.
Get.
What did I win?
That one, yeah.
Pack of Fade Fit snacks. They're here in the studio. Look, she's as happy. Do you hear him then?
It's where the stars live.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
You're such a hater.
Live.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
I'm sure he's a lovely bloke, though, when you meet him.
I have heard from every single person that has met Shawn Mendes that he is the nicest guy ever.
That makes him more annoying.
Yeah. I think he's good. It's just, you know,
come on.
Bit of jealousy.
You're
guys.
Just
come
jealous because Brianna's like obsessed with him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's a hottie.
So, Rossi and I were actually in the same discussion, we're in agreeance. For once.
This is a huge moment right here.
Yeah, we both rent here in the country.
Yep.
We both rent villas. And our partners, funny enough, are both asking for the same thing and wanting to do the same thing.
Which is?
Do up the place that we live in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my partner wants to get the kitchen done, fix up the backyard, knock down a wall to make one of the rooms a little bit bigger.
Wow.
And I'm like, hey, this is not our place. I'm not investing.
Right.
I'm not going to make this place so good that later on when we move out, he's going to be able to charge double the amount that he was charging us.
Mm.
Why am I going to spend money on a place that I don't own? I'm happy to make it look, you know, comfortable.
Yeah.
But to go all to the, you know, the ends of doing this, I don't want to do it.
Same with me. Liz came back yesterday. As soon as she came back, she was like, oh, this house depresses me, because she's seen her friends' houses back in the UK that right. are all nice and all of that. And she's like, right, we need to change these doors because all the doors are damaged, like yeah. sort of like flimsy and stuff. She wants to paint the whole house.
Yeah.
And just do loads of other things. And I'm like, I don't think we should.
You guys don't want to do it.
I'm like, why should I have to pay for it? Well, it's the landlord.
It's your home.
It's the landlord's problem.
He doesn't want to go and get all new doors put on the place because okay, then
that's
like,
a bit much. Yeah.
Like it's like that's new doors. It's even with us like doing the kitchen.
See, like I don't think that's such a bad idea. Like I just moved, right? I'm also renting. I did the kitchen, the bathrooms. We've done painting in the living room. Like we've done so many different things.
Yeah.
And this is my theory, and this is maybe what Liz and Brianna are feeling too, which is, you know, we're going to be living in this place for the next X number of years, right?
Right.
So you want to make it as much as your home as possible to a certain point and make it nice. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I think we get that. Rossi and I get that. We want to live in a nice place ourselves, but like we don't want like... You know, you don't want to be spending money putting new doors up and knocking a wall down and sort of that. Like... We're going to end up getting the kitchen done, I think, but we found a cheaper alternative where you just wrap the kitchen rather than...
Yeah, which is easier. Like, actually, what I did, yeah.
Which, but...
But I'm like, Liz is saying to me, we need to live in the moment. We need to live in the moment. You're always telling me, like, we'll do that later on. Like, you know, like, when we get a house or get
Why does she want new doors? She doesn't...
Bottom's falling off them, and they're really, like, flimsy.
Because a lot of the doors in the villas, I do find, like, it's like they're from 1944. They're these ugly brown wooden things.
Yeah, same with ours.
No matter how nice your house can be, you've got these brown doors. Just give them a paint. I'll come over. You and I, let's paint. Let's sand them down and paint them.
They're literally really flimsy. We do need new doors, but...
Now get the landlord onto that.
Well, it's an absolute nightmare dealing with this man.
Just relax.
Ross is getting very angry.
Why, he's just not going to do any of it.
He's the laziest man ever. The swimming pool, I'm not saying who it is, but the swimming pool's not being fixed for 6 months.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Right. So back to the painting, guys. I really think you should go ahead with it.
0487155444. Should you spend money on a rental? That's what I want to know. Are Rossi and I right to sort of be like, well, we don't want to do this. We don't want to spend money so that some other woman or man, you know, ventures and gets to charge more people later on once we're out.
Yeah.
Or do we just do it? Because we got to live in the moment. Mm. We got to live for now.
Make your home a happy home.
It's happy, all right?
It doesn't sound like it.
The place is happy.
Does not sound like it.
Sam, do you spend on a rental? Do you, because you want to live in it and just make it a nice home? What are your thoughts, Sam?
Good morning, guys. First and foremost, it's Tom and not Sam.
It's Tom. Hi, Tom. Oh, you just got Nala in big trouble again.
Nala
is in. Nala, what would you like to say? You've got his name wrong there, Nala. What would you like to say?
It was written in the system.
All good. It's all morning. It's Sunday morning. It's all good.
No. It's Nala. Always, we have to correct her.
I'll correct it, but it was written in the system. That's why.
Love you, Nala. Hey, Tom, tell us your thoughts on this. Do you spend on a rental?
No, don't do it. Simple as that. Your contracts probably state that you'll have to hand over the villa in the exact condition that you rented it in.
Yeah.
So either you're going to lose your deposit or you'll have to probably reinstate everything. The wall that you're about to knock down, you might have to rebuild it when you are like vacating the house.
Yeah, I get you on that one. You know, I even put up all this really cool, nice wallpaper, which was expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the landlord came in about 8 months ago to check on stuff, he's like, oh, what's this? I said, oh, it's new wallpaper. He's like, does it come off? I'm like, yeah, but you won't want to take it off. This is like good stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, well, he wanted to paint it back to that yellow mustard color that
it
was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, bro, this is good stuff. You want to keep it.
Yeah.
But I get you, Sam. I understand.
But like, some people's tastes are not the same, are they? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. Ellie, your thoughts on this, Ellie? Do you? I don't know. Spend money on a rental?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
How are you, mate? Do you spend money on a rental?
Absolutely not. If it's a rental, there's too much stuff to think about. First of all, if you do spend money stuff on your rental, it's going to become a nicer place. So what assures you, besides if you get an NOC from the landlord, however, what assures you that whenever you want to pay the next year, he's not going to increase the price because you've made it a nice place and you've invested in it. So you're not going to leave easily. So he has the upper hand.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, actually, my rental is up in about a month and a half, right?
Wait to do the renewal and then do it.
No, like I sent him a picture. Hey, I said, hey, I just cleaned out all your air conditioning units. And then I said, I'm doing the kitchen.
Oh.
I wanted to make sure that he's aware that I'm doing the kitchen and I haven't signed. Because he could turn around after I do the whole kitchen and be like, hey, rent's going up 20%.
Mm.
You know? Yeah,
exactly.
He's like, the place was so much nicer before. It's now nicer now that you're in it. We're going to charge you extra.
Yeah.
No, I get that. I understand that, Ellie. Charlie, what are your thoughts on this? Do you spend money on a rental?
Good morning, everyone.
How are you? Are you good?
Very good, thanks. I am with Pretty. I feel like you should be comfortable in the home that you live in. But better than that, I think you should invest in property. Because it's cheaper to buy a place than it is to rent a place, technically. And then you can do whatever you want.
That's also very true. But see, like, because my thing was, you know, when I moved, the whole thing about moving was it was the pandemic that made me realize how much I wasn't happy with the apartment that I was living in. Yeah. And when we moved into this place, I know it's a rental, but I also said to myself, I want to make it the happiest space that I can possibly afford to make it. When I come home, I want to be happy when I see everything around me. So that's kind of what I want.
Like, Chris, don't knock down walls. I wouldn't.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, why not?
Don't paint a wall. Put up a shelf.
Yeah, don't knock a wall down.
Doors. Yeah.
Should Rossi change the doors?
Yes, 100%.
I should. Yeah. Okay. Is there any door companies listening?
Here we go.
Put it on my Instagram.
Here we go.
I like oak.
If I was like single or it was just, you know, I didn't have kids or I was just married, I would have easily already bought an apartment here, right? But because if I was to buy a house that I would want to live in here, I want it to be like a 4-5 bedroom house. I want to have a, it's expensive. And then I don't know how long I'm here for. You know, who knows?
We keep saying we don't know how long we're going to be here for, and we've been here 13 years.
You know that the beautiful thing about this country is that a property is an investment. So whether you live in it or you don't live in it, you're going to be making money off it.
Are you an agent?
I am.
I knew it.
But hold on. No.
Keep your number.
Hold on. You say that, Charlie. I know so many people that have bought property here and completely lost as well.
My friend did.
So it's not as easy as you go. Like, it's always going to go up. It's totally not. I know so many people that have bought off the plant who have bought properties and over the years have gone down rather than up. We're in a high season right now. Like, property is a good place right now. If you've got one, you're renting it out higher. But it's not just 100%, right?
It's an easy thing.
So listen, I'm also a property owner, so I also know that side of the park as well. And I know that even with the rent that we get, and we don't charge a lot of rent for our apartment that we own, it still covers the cost.
Okay.
So maybe maybe if we sold it, we wouldn't be making money right now.
True.
But it's covering itself, so it's not.
Is it an apartment?
Yeah, it's an apartment.
Yeah, like apartments are. I find that, you know, again, if I had a one or two bedroom apartment, I feel like, yes, very quick to sort of, you know, rent out, do that. But let's just say, and I think of it like this, let's just say I bought a five or six bedroom house, right? Mm. And it was nice and all that. And then I leave the UAE one day.
Mm.
Am I going to be able to rent that five or six bedroom house out?
Yes. I don't see why not.
Okay.
Keep Charlie's number.
Charlie, if you guarantee it, I'll buy it.
Okay, I will find you tenants. Don't worry.
Look at that. You're getting for me. All right, love it. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it. All right, Ross, you're doing the doors.
Yep.
I am going to do what?
I'm moving out. I've just decided.
You're out.
December, I'm going.
You're
going
to move out?
Yeah.
You found a new place?
I've had a brainwave. I'm going to buy somewhere.
Charlie, are we ready?
Ready.
Yeah. It's time.
I know you walk my way.
Uh-huh.
I know you say, hey, hey.
Okay.
But did you ever think that I would come your way? I know you're driving your car or you're sitting at home. But whatever you're doing, I need you to do one thing. Look at me, 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 look at me. I know you want to do this. Cause you're feeling fast.
What?
It's all about this intro. Can it last?
Yeah.
But let me tell you one thing. I want you to sing. Look at me, 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 look at me,
look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
All right. It's about the facts right now. I read them out. You can do whatever you want with them. In a recent Yahoo survey, 15% of couples say they food shop, but they do it separately.
That's you and Brianna, isn't it?
Yeah, she loves to get her own food because she's like vegetarian now. And so she gets her own. She doesn't like the fruit. Any type of fruit I bring home is not good enough for her. Bananas are too ripe. Bananas aren't ripe enough. The bananas are just not good.
Yep.
So, yeah, she does that. I don't mind it. A horse has 18 more bones than a human. Really?
Well, bigger, isn't it?
I thought it would have like more. Hundreds of more bones than a human.
That would be more.
Man, I rode a horse when I was in L.A. Never again.
Why? You loved it here.
Yeah, I know. But we did this trek for about 90 minutes.
Oh, that's long.
In heat.
Oof.
Kids complaining the whole way.
Oh, dear.
Daddy!
My backside. I couldn't walk the next day.
That's why John Wayne walks like that.
29% of guys admit to talking to their car on pretty much a daily basis.
Do you guys do it? Do you talk to your car, Chris?
I'm carless at the moment. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
I will soon, hopefully, if I buy a new one. According to the FBI, almost 3 out of 4 autographs are fake.
Well, that's not fun.
Don't tell me that, please. Hey, Rossi, you bought me a Michael Jordan autograph card. Is that real?
Of course it is.
That's a lie.
Half of us say taking off your shoes is never okay to do at work.
You know who does that all the time?
Brent Black?
Yeah, I didn't know that until we did the show. Yeah. I was like, what's happening
here? He does
here?
Do it, doesn't he? A study out of Australia found a good way to get healthy is just simply quit working.
Probably true.
Let's go.
So true. Finally, as men grow older, they cry less.
Interesting. I feel like you've gotten more emotional as you get older, Chris.
Yeah, still haven't cried, though.
Yes, you have. Remember,
you've
I made you cry.
Cried on the show.
I made you cry.
When did you make me cry?
When you got engaged, I made you cry. We have the video.
Yeah, no, I didn't cry.
You cried.
No, there was a cooking show happening in the studio next door. They were cooking those, and they were doing onion soup.
That's a lie.
Don't you remember?
Lie.
That's Fade's fact. Virgin Radio 104.4, Sunday done. That's day one done for us. 4 more to go.
No, don't do that. Don't do it on a Sunday. Don't do the count on a Sunday.
Yeah, we had a quick. I felt like last week went super quick. Let's see how this week goes. Mm. A lot of big things happening this week. Actually, on Tuesday they're doing a big. I'm honored to be able to host this one. The Dubai Ain.
When's that? What day is it?
It's on Tuesday. Officially opening. I think.
Can I get an invite?
So, you know, the crowd's nice there, Ross. I'm not sure if they want your
kind. I want to bring my kids. We can go in it for the first time.
I'm sure we can make it happen. Can make it happen.
I'll go on your list. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. But yeah, like, that's going to be a cool thing. That's such a big thing for the city, right?
Yeah,
huge thing for the city, which is going to be fantastic. Listen, have us on. Don't forget, with that trip to Miami we're giving you, go to virginradiodubai.com to grab all the details. If you miss any of the goss, Pretty does an amazing job putting it all up on our Instagram stories. Go check it out at Chris Fade Show. Your feel good hits, they continue next. Have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.